Welcome to the September 2016 edition of Judson New England Journal, a rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published in Dublin, New Hampshire since September 1935, and the Old Farmer's Almanac, published since 1792 in Massachusetts, and then since 1939 in Dublin. Hooray for the oldest continuously published periodical in America! The Old Farmer's Almanac is 225 years old this month. So maybe it's time to reveal how we do our weather forecasting and how we do not. The amazing thing is that the almanac has never missed a single year since it first appeared in the fall of 1792 when George Washington was still president. And during all that time, its weather predictions were always an integral part of each annual edition, but especially during the past 50 years. But as we all know, forecasting the weather is full of hazards, particularly if you rely on the signs, which are everywhere, particularly beginning this month of September. Incidentally, long after the almanac has been printed and distributed across the country. Now, as far as signs, for example, when wasps build their nests high off the ground, we say we should expect a heavy, snowy winter. The wasps, we figure, don't wish to have their nests buried by all the snow they know is coming. On the other hand, if the wasps build their nests low to the ground, some of us will also expect a heavy, snowy, cold winter. Wasps may well be aware of the insulating value of snow and may therefore instinctively want their nests located down in it for that purpose. No doubt, most wasps know what they're doing. But anyway, the number of nuts gathered by squirrels in the fall is another commonly used winter indicator. Many nuts, tough winter. The problem, of course, has always been to count the nuts gathered by an individual squirrel and to judge that amount in comparison with the number of nuts gathered by the same squirrel during the previous fall. Latch onto a lazy or a sick squirrel in either year, for instance, and your entire forecast is skewed. Then there are the woolly worms. The width of its black stripes as well as the distance between stripes are all used by some to indicate the severity and length of the coming winter. Perhaps I should state here that the Old Farmer's Almanac weather forecasts are not, and never have been, based on any so-called signs in nature, even though I believe some of the signs could very well be valid. As I have indicated, the almanac has always gone to press long before the signs show up. So what, you might ask, are they based on? Well, in a word, the sunspot cycles. That's what. But for a full explanation, see page 117 of the current 2017 anniversary edition, just out and on newsstands everywhere. But back to the woolly worms. When I used to tour the country in the fall, talking on television and radio about the most current edition of the almanac, I would often bring along a woolly worm in a jar as a sort of conversation piece. The television people seemed to like it, even though I assured them that woolly worms played no part in our annual forecast. One year, during a morning television show in Cleveland, my host wanted to actually examine my woolly worm. So while on the air, I removed it from the leaves I'd put in the jar and placed it on the desk of said host, who then proceeded to poke it with his pen, hoping it would move, I suppose, at which point my woolly worm broke in half. It was dry as a bone. Must have been dead for nearly a week. Sure, I was embarrassed. But of course, when weather forecasting, you have to expect the unexpected. Anyway, happy 225th birthday, Old Farmer's Almanac, and from the quantity of acorns we've seen on our lawn lately, we predict it'll be a fairly rough winter for some of us. But of course, we must hasten to add, the 2017 anniversary edition agrees.